सविकल्पो निर्विकल्पः
समाधिर्द्विविदो हृदि
दृश्यशब्द अनुविधेन
विधेन और वेदेन इन द पीडीएफ विधेन ओके दृश्य शब्द अनुविधेन सविकल्प पुनर्विधा या आफ्टर एक्सप्लेनिंग अबाउट दैट अ पर्सन हैज टू डू समाधि बाय रिमूविंग नाम रूपम एंड देन कॉन्सेंट्रेटिंग ऑन द सच्चिदानंदम एस्पेक्ट ऑफ ऑल एंटिटीज सो ही स्पीक्स अबाउट समाधि एस टू सविकल्पम एंड निर्विकल्पम So, Savikalpam is with Vikalpam, Nirvikalpam is without Vikalpam or modifications of the mind or thought.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Savikalpo Nirvikalpah Samadhir Dvivido Hridi. Hridi, internal Samadhi is two types. One is Savikalpam and one is Nirvikalpam.
Okay.
And Savikalpam is again split into Punarvidha, again into two as Drishya Shabda Anuvidhena. One is Savikalpa Samadhi is concentrating on external Drishyam or objects.
Okay.
And then the other is on sound, Shabdam.
Okay.
So it's about objects which are either seen or that is heard.
Okay.
So Drishyam and Shabdam. So Shabdam can be, it's not exactly subtle chalamriyadu, but it, in a way it is subtle. Externally, gross elements which can be seen and subtle elements which can be heard. Though subtle nalrata heard doesn't mean that, subtle elements can be heard nalli. We cannot say hearing is also of gross objects only. But that's the two ways of splitting it. One is by gross objects which are seen and the other is by things which are heard.
Okay.
So that is the two type of Savikalpa Samadhi. So he'll speak about in total six Samadhis, if I remember rightly. So three internal Hridi and three Bahi or external.
Okay.
So one and even each of those external and internal are split into Savikalpam and Nirvikalpam. And the Savikalpam is again split into Drishyam and Anu. Shabdam, sorry.
Okay.
So, this is in a way similar to what Patanjali also says. Like, Patanjali speaks about two types of Samadhis. Basically, he speaks about different types of Samadhis, not two alone. He speaks about one about gross objects, two samadhis, similar to Savikalpam and Nirvikalpam of gross objects, and Savikalpam and Nirvikalpam of subtle objects as well. Okay, we will not confuse it, we can see that later. So here he speaks about two types of Savikalpa Samadhi, one is Drishya Anuvidhena and the other is Shabda Anuvidhena.
Okay.
So he speaks about those type of Samadhis in the next shlokas. Kamadhyaschittaga Drishyaha Tatsakshitvena Chetanam Dhyaye Drishyanu Vidhoyam Vidhiyam or Vidhoyam Samadhis Savikalpakah So he is speaking about Drishyanu Vidhoyam Samadhi. So he says, what is drishya? Drishya anuviddhoyam samadhi savikalpaha. Savikalpakaha. What is that? Kamadhyā chittaga drishyaha. Kamadhyā chittaga kamadhyā. The desires or thoughts in the mind. And drishyaha. Chittaga drishyaha. And entities which are seen. Which are seen. Tat sakshitvena chetanam. Chetanam or the consciousness as the sakshi of desires or passions as well as objects which are seen. Dhyayet. Meditation on sakshitvam. Meditating on chetanam as the sakshi of whatever is seen. So here whatever is, it's not just like what he said earlier, he said drishyam and shabdam. So drishyam here includes the desires and passions of the mind as well. So it is not only gross things but subtle as well.
Okay.
So the first samadhi type of samadhi is savikalpa samadhi. Drishya anuvidhena savikalpa samadhi is being a contemplating or concentrating on consciousness as the witness of objects which are seen as well as witness of all activities of the mind.
Okay.
Clear?
Yeah.
It's quite simple. Explanation avlo venda. We'll see the next part as well. Shabda vidheyam. Asangas sachidanandaha.
Asangas sachidanandaha.
Svaprabho dvaita varjitaha.
Svaprabho dvaita varjitaha.
Asmiti shabda vidhoyam.
Asmiti shabda vidhoyam.
Samadhis savikalpakah.
Samadhis savikalpakah.
So what is shabda vidhoyam or shabda anuvidhena samadhi? Shabda vidhoyam. I am shabda viddha. Shabda viddhi or viddho?
Shabdaviddho.
Okay, Shabdaviddho. I am Shabdaviddho Samadhi Savikalpaha. Savikalpakaha. So I am Shabdaviddho Savikalpakaha Samadhi. So Savikalpak Samadhi. Savikalpaka Samadhi. Or Savikalpam with Savikalpa. This Samadhi with Savikalpa is Savikalpaka Samadhi. But the Shabdaviddha or Shabdanuvidhena Savikalpa Samadhi is this alone. What? Asanga Sachidanandaha Swaprabho Dvaita Varjitaha Asmi Iti. Asmi Aham. Asmi Aham you have to add here. So I am the self. Sachidanandaha Asmi Am Iti. Thus what is there? Thus contemplating or thus having the thought is Shabda Vidhoyam Savikalpaka Samadhi. What is the nature of Aham there? I am Sachidanandah. I am Brahman of the nature of Sachidanandam, which is Asangam, which is not attached to anything. Swaprabho. So it is like exist of itself. Or you can say Swayam Prabha. Prabha means like it shines by itself or exists by itself. It is its own ruler. There is no nothing else to control it. Why? Because it is asangam. Anything that is asangam cannot be controlled by something else.
Okay.
Space cannot be controlled by man or human beings. Why? Because space is cannot be like contacted. It is asangam. That which is asangam cannot be controlled, because controlling or shining or anything else requires a contact.
Okay.
So it is Swayam Prabha, Swaprabha, and Dvaita Varjitaha. It is devoid of duality.
Okay.
So like he said, Drishyam and Shabda Anuviddhoyam. So here Shabdam can be taken to be not, we can see it as not words, but I think it would be better to take it as scriptural way.
Okay.
I don't know how Tejomayananda says.
Okay.
How does he say that? Translate it. Drishyam and Shabdam.
In the shloka translation, padikkatuma?
Translation, yeah.
I am unattached. Existence, consciousness, bliss, self-shining, free from duality. This is the practice of meditation with duality associated with words.
What does he speak about Drishya Anubhidena Savikalpa Punardvivida? Previous, 23rd shloka.
Okay. Thoughts arising in the mind like desires, etc. are seen. One should meditate on consciousness.
The shloka before that.
The practice of meditation within is of two kinds, with duality and without duality. The meditation with duality is again of two kinds, that which is associated with the scene and with the words.
Yeah, so like what Drishyam and Shabdam here means just words. So that which is associated with words, contemplation on just words, not any entity but on words.
Okay.
One is with respect to objects, one is with without any objects. Patanjali also differentiates kind of two, these two in a way. He differentiates it. So, I don't know whether you are understanding it or not. Like, one is with respect to objects which are seen, which are there, objects are there. Other, the second one is without objects, but still words are there. So, you can consider it as subtle. Words, na, you know, the words are like, words are some things which are propounded by or propelled by thoughts, right? So there it's only words or thoughts alone. There is no object as such. So it is subtle.
No, that's wrong.
Yeah. The first one is with respect to objects. Objects that are seen outside.
Okay.
Grass or subtle objects, challa. Objects, any object. With respect to object. The other is not with respect to object. There is no object, but there is still thought or words.
Thought of words?
Thought or words. Words in the word cannot arise of its own. Number another patient of mine, we should first think in the mind. So word in Chanane, that means there is a thought associated with it. So it is just word or just a thought. There is no object there.
Okay.
Object associated with it. So okay. The simple way of explaining it is, when objects are there, who am I? I am the witness, I am the Sakshi. When objects are not there, then I am Asangam and Dvaita Varjitam, Advaitam. There are no objects.
Okay.
So it's like Vyavaharika Talatala and Paramarthika Talatala. You can say in a way. Don't take it literally, but kind of like witness. When objects are there, I am the Sakshi. When objects are not there, then I am Brahman.
Okay.
Sakshitvame is also an upalakshanam, it's not a real lakshanam. So one is indirect and one is direct.
Okay.
Don't confuse with words. Confuse with whatever meaning I am or example I am giving. It is just that one, when objects are there, and when second is when objects are not there but still words are there. It is with respect to words, with respect to object. With respect to object, I am the Sakshi of everything.
Okay.
With respect to words, there is no object there, therefore I am Asangam, I am Dvaita Varjitam, I am Sachidanandam.
Okay.
But in both the cases, there is Vikalpam. Vikalpam means modifications or thoughts are there.
Okay.
So you can from higher level line on the path, like first is Nirvikalpam, there is no thought. So thought comes in. So thought is there, but objects are not there. That is Shabdam, Shabdana Videna, Savikalpa Samadhi.
Okay.
And when those thoughts are converted into action and objects, then we have the Drishyanu Videna Savikalpa Samadhi.
Okay.
clear or?
Yeah, clear. It is a progressive.
Another?
It is a progressive, Maria Trishya, and it is a Samadhi and Shabda.
Yeah, progressive, chalam gyali. Yeah, in a way progressive then. But a person has to do any one of these samadhi. But he doesn't say about like that way. எப்படி ஆக்கம் என்னத்தினால ஆக்க ப்ரோக்ரெசிவ் ஆக்கமா எல்லாம் சேர்ந்து ஃபாலோ பண்ணணுமான்னு ஒன்றும் ஹீ டசன்ட் ஸ்பீக் அபவுட் இட். பட் வென் ஹீ சேஸ் அபவுட் இந்த சமாதி எத்தன் பண்ணணும் சொல்லறது லைக் தட் மீன்ஸ் ஆல் த சமாதிஸ். பட் ரமண மகர்ஷி இன் ஹிஸ் வைல் எக்ஸ்பிளைனிங் தீஸ் டைப்ஸ் ஆஃப் சமாதிஸ் ஹீ சேஸ் லைக் எனி ஒன் ஆஃப் தூஸ் இஸ் எனஃப். சாட்சி பாவம் வில் ஆட்டோமேட்டிக்லி லீட் யூ டு த அதர் ஸ்டெப். ஸோ ப்ரோக்ரெசிவ்னு வேணாலும் சொல்லலாம், யூ கேன் சே இன் வே ப்ரோக்ரெசிவ்.
Okay.
So Savikalpam, Samadhi, internal Samadhi in the mind or internally, Hridayam is of two types, Savikalpam, Nirvikalpam. Savikalpam is again split into two, which is Drishyanuvidhena and Shabdanuvidhena. Drishyanuvidhena Samadhi is contemplating or meditating on the witness or concentrating on consciousness as the witness, as Sakshi of all that is seen, all objects. And Shabdanuvidhena Samadhi, there are no objects, therefore it is meditating that I am Brahman, I am Asangam. So the important there are no objects. So you should, that is that type of Samadhi where you concentrate on no objects. You are not concentrating on objects. When you bring in objects, that means you are a witness of objects. When objects are not there, then you are Asangam, Dvaita Varjitam and all those. But still this is also a thought process. It is not nirvikalpam. It is not without any vikalpam. Vikalpas are still there.
Okay.
So it is vikalpam. So what is nirvikalpam? Svanubhuti rasa veshad.
Svanubhuti rasa veshad.
Drishya shabda upekshatu.
Drishya Shabdav Upekshyatu.
It is Drishya Shabdav Upekshyatu. Drishya Shabdav, that is Dvivachan. So, Drishyam and Shabdam Upekshyatu. After renouncing both. Nirvikalpasamadhisyat.
Nirvikalpasamadhisyat.
Nivatasthitadipavat.
Nivatasthitadipavat.
So here he is speaking about Yata Deepo Nivatastu Nengate Sopama Smrataha. So that is what Krishna says in Gita about the yogi state of mind. What is the yogi state of mind? It is like a lamp. Nivata Deepavat Chittam. So Panchadashi Vidyaranya also speaks about the same thing. Nivata Deepavat Chittam Samadhi Rabhidhiyati. That is what he speaks about. Samadhi there. So a lamp which is kept in a place which is devoid of wind. So there is no distractions for the lamp.
Okay.
A lamp which is shining like anything because there is no wind there. Wind here, lamp is the self or the mind, and the wind is distraction of the mind, which is thoughts.
Okay.
Without thoughts, a lamp kept in a place where there is no wind is thus a seeker who is established in the self devoid of all thoughts.
Okay.
So nirvikalpa samadhi syad. What is nirvikalpa samadhi? Nivata sthita deepavat. It is like a lamp in a windless place where there are no thoughts. Then what is it? Sva anubhuti rasa aveshat. Due to like so he says like first is drishya shabdav upekshyatu. After renouncing both drishya samadhi or drishyas and shabdas or shabda samadhi, both of those are renounced, are not there, and sva anubhuti rasa avesha. A person enters into experience of his own rasam or anandam.
Okay.
Sva anubhuti, his own experience of what? Rasa aveshat. entering into blissful state.
Okay.
Swanubhuti, his own experience of rasa avesham, of entering into rasam or experiencing rasam. That is nirvikalpa samadhi, where there are no thoughts, nor there are objects. So you can say in a way progressive. First is gross objects, knowing that I am a witness of the object, I am the witness of all objects. And then next becomes concentrating on my real nature of I am Brahman. There also, but thought is there. So it is with vikalpam. When vikalpam goes, then both these are not there and it becomes natural. That is nirvikalpa samadhi.
Okay.
So this is doing samadhi internally. Externally with objects also, he will be explaining as to how the samadhi is done. So this is internal samadhi. So samadhi is first internally doing it and external objects as well samadhi.
Okay.
External objects, it would be with respect to nama rupam. Internally it is with respect to just objects.
Okay.
So internally, like, samadhi is of two types, savikalpam and nirvikalpam. And savikalpam is again split into drishyam and shabdam. Drishyam is when I am the witness of all activities. Shabdam is concentrating that I am Brahman, asanga, dvaita, varjita, Brahman. And then nirvikalpam is when you experience it. Sva anubhuti rasavesham happens. Therefore, there is neither drishyam nor. So this nirvikalpa samadhi is when it becomes natural and you experience it. So here the difference between the normal nirvikalpa samadhi and the nirvikalpa samadhi here is almost like sahaja samadhi.
Okay.
Why? Because though, like, initially this nirvikalpa samadhi has to be practiced when there are no objects, there are no thoughts. But when it becomes natural, it becomes sahaja. So there is no question of going or into a state where there are no objects and other things, but not concentrating on them.
Okay.
So it is not about non-perception or non-existence of objects, but just that you don't concentrate on the objects.
Okay.
But since this is internal samadhi, therefore internal samadhi is when you don't have thoughts. Thoughts illiana, that is nirvikalpa samadhi. It is very necessary to practice nirvikalpa samadhi, because then you will tend to know what is that state wherein when you don't have any thoughts in the mind. When there are no thoughts, what will it feel like to be when there is no thought?
Okay.
When the self alone exists. But then that becomes your natural state, that whenever objects are there, still you'll be the self. And when objects are there, you will not need to contemplate that I am the witness. You'll automatically be separated from it.
Okay.
Yeah, so the first internal samadhi is over. Now we have to take that. External samadhi we'll take tomorrow.
Okay.